Is your business running out of runway? Virgin Australia recently emerged from bankruptcy protection with a brand new deal, brand new cash, and a brand new business. Here are some things that you might learn from what they did. Welcome to this week's episode of Dylan's Podcast. I'm Dylan Gallagher, and this is my podcast, where once a week I try to share some thoughts and some opinions on things that I'm reading about or things that I'm seeing in hopes that it might help an entrepreneur that's out there running their business all by themselves, because it can be lonely and it can be hard to engage in meaningful conversation about your business and about the challenges that it might be facing or the opportunities that it's looking to take advantage of. And so this podcast is my way of contributing to the entrepreneurs out there that want to hear something different in their ears about their business and about some things that they should be considering. And so my hope is that in these podcasts, I can help an entrepreneur find some profit, maybe build some wealth, as that's what I'm trying to do every single day. And so I like to share those experiences, and this is my way of doing it. On this week's episode, I'm talking about two things that are near and dear to me, mostly because they have been part of my business career since I was a wee lad, a teenager, one of them for sure, and that is the Virgin brand. If any of you know me, you know that I think very highly of the Virgin brand and Richard Branson, of course, and everything that he's been able to do as an entrepreneur. And then, you know, I help businesses that are broken and bleeding and need some help. And so this particular story, I think, is a good one to share with entrepreneurs. And it gives me an opportunity to share some of my own thoughts about what has transpired here. So just as a quick recap, Virgin Australia, it's an airline. 20 years they've been around doing their thing of flying people around the country. And because of COVID in March and April, it was becoming very clear that they were not going to be able to survive as a business, and that the government, unlike in the United States, the government of Australia was not going to be bailing them out. And so with a cash burn every month of a couple $100 million, with people not flying, with the world coming to an end, they needed to do something fast. And so what they did is they went into bankruptcy protection. And they did that so that they could reorganize their business, bring in some new money, reconfigure the business, and then ultimately emerge from bankruptcy with creditors agreeing to a proposal that would then be fulfilled through the coming years as the company looks to regain its profitability and figure itself out. And because, again, this is something that I've spent certainly the last several years doing in multiple businesses all over the place, I thought it was good just to share some thoughts on this, because it was also brought to my attention a few weeks ago with a company that probably, in my opinion, should have put themselves into bankruptcy protection a few years ago and then did the hard work of figuring out how to reconfigure their business. I think every entrepreneur who is having a tough time, as measured by the government calling them, looking for money, creditors calling them, looking for money, employees calling them, probably looking for money, and it just starts to feel like the whole business is falling apart and you just can't get your footing. And a lot of entrepreneurs I have found, I think mostly because they're not familiar with the option that's available to them, but most entrepreneurs will just simply run their business into the ground before they would put it into bankruptcy protection. And I think many of them do that because they don't know about the process, but even more than that, they think that there's something negative that will attribute to their brand and to their reputation, and so they'd rather just sort of struggle through the challenges and ultimately drive their business into a place where it can't be picked up and turned around from. And what's interesting about that, for me, always, because I'm a pragmatic individual and I try to think through things on a very common sense level because I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but to me, if you're not paying your bills and you're having trouble giving employees payroll or meeting payroll on a regular basis and you're not meeting your obligations, you already have a reputation. And so when you put yourself in bankruptcy protection, as an entrepreneur, I've heard entrepreneurs say, well, that's going to paint us in a negative light. Well, the truth is you're already being painted in a negative light. So why not just hit it head on and do what you need to do, get the protection that you need from your creditors so that you can reorganize your business. And so that's exactly what Virgin Australia did. They took the time, and in their words, to get a renewed sense of who they are and who they are there to serve. And by the time a business has gotten to the stage where it's no longer solvent, even though there's optimism and there's excitement and the entrepreneurs continue to get up every day to run the business, the truth is they were bankrupt probably a long, long time before they realized that they weren't going to be able to continue. And so much like Virgin Airlines, you don't need to wait till the 11th hour to take advantage of some of these options. In fact, what I've learned with my experience is that with each passing day that you don't exercise an option like this, you are digging yourself a deeper hole. I heard somewhere, I don't know where, but I heard somewhere that your first loss is your best loss. And so if it looks like your business is on shaky ground and you don't really see a clear path out of it, there is the opportunity to go put your business into bankruptcy protection and interact with your creditors. Now, I don't say this because it's easy. It's a lot of work. It's very stressful. There are a lot of things that, a lot of conversations rather, that you're not going to want to have. But the truth is you're going to end up having all of these conversations and feeling stressed out and anxious anyway. So you might as well do it in a structured format where you can hit head on the issues that your business is having and then just see where the cards are going to fall. There's no point trying to work with your business if your business simply can't meet its obligations and it's an unreasonable expectation that it's going to be able to do so within the coming years for a couple of reasons. One, it's very difficult to get up every day and fight the battle that seems like it's never going to end. As an entrepreneur, you get deflated. You can't really muster the energy and the optimism to keep going, but your ego and your pride might prevent you from just simply making hard decisions. But running a business means that this is part of the risk. Part of the risk is you're going to have to figure out a way to capitalize on whatever you have. And sometimes that does mean doing what Virgin Australia and many other companies do every day, every week, every month, which is to put your business into bankruptcy protection. And what that does, it just buys you time. It gives you some space. It lets you catch your breath. It allows your cash flow to not get eaten up every minute of every day because people or companies or vendors or suppliers or the government are grabbing at your bank account. It gives you the opportunity in a very structured way to figure out how to get from where your business is now to where it needs to be. And along the way, creditors have to agree to what you're doing. Now, the risk is if creditors don't agree that your business most likely will be bankrupt, but the truth is it probably is going to be bankrupt anyway. And so if you can use the mechanisms in the law that are available to you to try and protect your business, to protect your employees, to protect your brand and the value that your business has built to date, that's probably a better decision than just grinding away every single day without a plan and just hoping for hope's sake that tomorrow produces a better result. So I've been a part of quite a few of these situations, so I talk about it very comfortably, and I understand that it's not a comfortable topic for entrepreneurs to discuss. But if your business has been negatively affected by COVID, or your business has been around for a long time and it just seems to not be getting any traction, right? The business isn't growing, so profitability isn't improving, and every day it's just slowly falling backwards or falling behind, that's not a great place to be. It's better off to just take advantage, in my opinion, I think it's better off to take advantage of the options that you have available to you as an owner, as an entrepreneur, and then just deal with whatever comes at you, and again, in a more structured and planned way, because that's going to allow you to sleep better at night. Once you get over the dent to your ego, you're going to be able to think clearly about what needs to happen in the business. And then you'll feel empowered to make the tough decisions that need to be made. Because the truth is, much like Virgin Australia, you're going to want to emerge from bankruptcy protection as quickly as possible. But the reason it exists in the first place is to give your business some time, to give you some time to, in the words of Virgin Australia, get a renewed sense of what your business is and who it gets up every day to serve. And life changes, you know, over 20 years, certainly with Virgin Australia, their business has changed, competitors come in, COVID hits. There's just lots of stuff that come at a business every day. And a business is either thriving or it's dying. And in some cases, when they're just surviving, it's time to reevaluate and maybe take some different measures. So that's what I wanted to chat about today. Just a reminder that running a business isn't easy. Starting it is easy. Running it is hard. Running it profitably is really hard. And if your business isn't being run profitably, then this is one mechanism that you can use to try and get yourself back on track. And then, of course, you're going to need to get some people around you or advisors or people that you can talk to help you sort of navigate and get your business back in the lane that it needs to be. And it's a shame because I do think that many entrepreneurs will just bankrupt their business. They'll just keep fighting the good fight, thinking that there's something noble about not going bankrupt when the truth is they're going to go bankrupt anyway. So why not take steps to put yourself into bankruptcy protection, or put your business rather into bankruptcy protection, because you may end up salvaging more than you even know. And once you get over the hurt and the punch to your ego or the pain to your ego, you'll start thinking creatively again, and most likely will be able to emerge from bankruptcy protection as a stronger business than what it was before. So again, to me, it's pretty pragmatic. It's pretty binary, black, it's white. There's no point doing something every day that isn't producing a different result and just hoping that things get better. You got to have a plan. And sometimes that plan requires that you just need a little bit of space and a little bit of distance from your creditors and the people that are pounding down on your business every single day. Bankruptcy protection is one of those ways. And if now that you've heard this podcast, if you really pay attention closely to the news headlines in whatever your social media platform is, you'll start realizing that this is what businesses do. Local businesses do this, national businesses do this, international businesses do this, publicly traded businesses do this. This being bankruptcy protection is a mechanism that entrepreneurs can take advantage of to get themselves back in the right lane. And so Virgin Australia was a public co on the Australia Stock Exchange. They're now private because a private equity firm has come along and has taken on the business in virtually a full ownership position. But it just goes to show you that it's not something to be scared of. You're only scared because you don't understand it. But to the extent that you choose not to do the work to understand it, you're just going to continue to stay stuck, and your business is slowly, slowly, slowly going to atrophy away. So again, like I say every week, I don't know who needed to hear this, but hopefully if it resonated with you, you're able to take some steps to start protecting the value that you've built, and you're not going to just let it erode away every day because you're too scared to get your ego and your pride hurt, when the reality is it's already happening. If you're already not paying your bills, if your accounts payable are already stretched out, if you're not meeting your commitments now, your brand and your reputation is already tarnished. So you might as well go all in, get it over with, fix your business, and begin repairing and rebuilding that brand and reputation instead of pretending that no one else is seeing what you're experiencing, because the truth is they are. Your customers know, your vendors know, the marketplace knows. So you might as well make the best decision you can. Fighting a frivolous fight is probably not the best decision you can make. So there's lots of people you want to talk to. You might say, Dylan, what am I supposed to do now? If I kind of, some of the stuff you're talking about resonated with me, what do I need to do about that? I would say get in touch with a trustee. That's who you're looking for, a bankruptcy trustee. Most times you'll find them associated with accounting firms, but every city, they're everywhere. Trustees are very busy these days, of course, but if they're always looking for new clients, and commercial business or corporate business is very different from personal business. And so many of the trustee firms are always happy to take on a client that is a business that maybe has an opportunity to get on the right side of its ledger. And so look them up. So a trustee is what you're looking for. By law, it's a trustee that you would need to talk to if this was something that was interesting to you. So thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Dylan's Podcast. Hopefully you found this valuable. If you did, rate it, give it a review, share it, do something with it, because when you do that, it gets in front of other entrepreneurs that might be able to benefit from some of the things that I share on this podcast episode. And last but not least, make sure to reach out to me. It's nice to see a regular stream of emails starting to come in from this podcast over all this time. Recently had an entrepreneur that was not just listening to the podcast, but checking out the videos and was able to get some help with a pro forma, believe it or not. So reach out. I'm a pretty easy guy to get a hold of, and I hope that you're able to tune in to next week's episode.